It's gospel time here on Downtown Radio, and it's time to welcome a new contributor to the programme. That's Ryan Irvine. He's been out and about over the past number of weeks collecting interviews with some interesting folk around about the province. Today, he's speaking to Roy McGarvey, who's the chairman of the Christian Motorcyclists Association.
Roy, the club was formed in 1987, about 28 years ago. Where did the idea come from to found the club?
It was America. It was this pastor who just got a house out the back somewhere along Straight Road. And there was a guy who's always come down bikes all the time. He said, "I'm going to get myself one of those bikes." And he says, that the story goes, as he never rode a bike in his life. He got on the bike, while he cut and up and down the road a couple of times, comes off shit. But he's there one day, and one guy came off his bike, and he visited him in the hospital. And that's the start off from there.
What sort of reactions would you get from other bikers? I'm sure you go to other events with bikers that aren't part of your group. And what sort of reaction do you get from them in terms of your group and the idea behind your group with the Christianity?
We usually have a tent. We build a tent up where we spend wee hours in the morning. They actually look for us, the free tea and coffee. And they're all, what do you call it, they're all sore heads. And, you know, and they're all looking for something else. And they come up to us. And that's where we get the opportunity to speak to those people. You know, we're accepted very well. They actually come along and they actually turn and say to us, "Can you come here? Can you come there?"
The next thing I was going to ask, but you've kind of answered that, about how you deal with any negative comments. It seems that you don't seem to get any. But if you do get any, how would you deal with those?
You don't actually put them down, for a start. They have their view. Our idea is to just tell them about the love of God and His grace and His mercy. And that's what we do. After a while, there was one guy who came to me one time. And I asked him, "Do you want a cup of tea?" And he started effing and blaming and all this, you know. And he got upset with himself, and he drove off. Now, the next year, we're back in the same place. And one other guy, "Do you want a cup of tea?" He says, "Yeah." I said, "We're here before." He says, "Yeah. I was talking to that big guy over there, what do you call it?" And I swore on him, and then made himself, and I went home. That opportunity came up where the other guy let him the Lord Jesus Christ. It took a year. As far as I'm concerned, "Do you want a free cup of tea or coffee?" That's the seed planted.
Do you feel that your group is making a difference? Well, you've sort of said there from the last answer that you've already seen it has made a difference to at least one person's life that you know of. But do you feel that you are making a difference in the wider community?
It's hard to narrow it all down. It's sowing a seed. And then you hear about these people a long time ago, heard hearing about CMA and coming back and becoming Christians. Last year, I was this, a lot, 6 weeks ago, you were there, and I decided to give my heart to the Lord, and, you know, so you do make a difference. Now, sometimes you don't see it. You have to be there. You have to be out into the community and do it. Like, you have to be there and show the evidence first. You know, what's a really great draw is our wee Bible. We started giving out these Bibles. And we're over 50,000 Bibles out in Northern Ireland. And I've watched guys from big clubs walking past our tent and slipping the Bible in their pocket and walking on. Probably curious what it is. You know, but they think they're stealing it, but no curve stealing it or not, you know, somewhere. It's exciting. We're going to the Ultra Grand Prix here now today, and we're watching the racing. I have a opportunity to go and speak to those who are in hospital who come off. Do you remember the French guy last year came off the northwest? Unfortunately, he got killed this year, but we went and seen him in hospital. No, we couldn't speak any French, but we gave him a Bible, brought him toothpaste.
You said there about the Bible that you give out to people that you meet at different events. Would it be similar to the likes of the Gideon Bible?
It is a New Testament. There is a lot of testimonies in about people getting healed, saved, coming off drugs and drink. It's all testimonies.
Any bikers very keen to get involved, haven't heard about this before? How would they get involved?
Well, we meet every second Tuesday in City Community Church in Rushmore. It's actually the old Salvation Army building, and we meet there. Yeah, come along. If you want to get involved, get involved, yeah.